beaucoup changé. Ils n'ont changé.
Hell is most awkward to do. Called by Shakespeare.
Je crois qu'ils font fortune tout au long.
Radio XU.
This is Tom D, and you're listening to Radio XU, the only podcast that brings you the music that I deem necessary. Tonight we have a UK punk extravaganza on deck for you. We'll be serving up some crucial tracks from the British scene circa 1977 and 1978. We got things started with The Damned and the song Neat, 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 the group's second single, released in February of 1977 on Stiff Records. This song was written by guitarist Brian James, who left the band in 1979 after their second album. He later went on to co-found the Lords of the New Church with ex-Dead Boys Stiv Bators. And now a track from a band that was formed in 1976 by four high school friends from Finchley, North London. From 1977, here's Eater with Outside View.
to gain.
We'll be right back.
Kentucky Durham. That was Penetration with Don't Dictate, their debut single released in November 1977 on the Virgin label. Penetration split up in late 79, but they returned again in 2001 with several new members. Before Penetration, from the city of Manchester, it was Slaughter and the Dogs. We heard their debut single, Cranked Up Really High, released on Rabid Records in June of 1977. And before Slaughter and the Dogs, we heard the first and only punk record to make the Irish Top 20. From Dublin, Ireland, it was the Radiators from Space with Television Screen, their debut single, released in April of 1977 on Chiswick Records. And now from Croydon, South London, we hear the band and the man known as Johnny Moped. Let me know if you think this track has a bit of a Motorhead flavor to it. Here's the flip side of their debut single, the song Incendiary Device.
What's up, cut your hair?
Drives me wild. Watch out, follow me now. 'Cause I'm alive. the shadow. His heart's in the shadow. Go, go.
From August 1977, that was the first record to be issued on the Beggar's Banquet label. It was the Lurkers with their debut single, Shadow. Before the Lurkers, we heard the Saints with This Perfect Day, their single from July 1977. And yes, I know that the Saints were from Australia, which is not part of the UK, but they were very influential in the early days of the British punk scene, so I think it's apropos to include them here. And before the Saints, it was 999 with I'm Alive, the band's self-financed debut single, released in July 1977. This group has continued to record and perform up to the present day, making it one of the longest-lived groups of the punk era. Now we're going to hear a song that was only a recent discovery for me, which is not too surprising considering the band only existed for about a year and released only one single during their time together. The group featured Marco Peroni on guitar, who later went on to greater fame as a member of Adam and the Ants. Here's the Models with Freeze.
They say because I'm talking about a freeze. I said I'm talking about a freeze. Yeah, get down on your knees. I'm talking about a freeze. They're putting on a squeeze. Said I'm talking about a freeze. Oh yeah.
social war, but you don't know what I'm fighting for, because I'm talking about a freeze. They're putting on a squeeze. I said I'm talking about a freeze. Oh yeah, get down on your knees. I'm talking about a freeze. They're putting on a squeeze. I'm talking about a freeze. Oh yeah, get down on your knees.
Strangers. ages. Poor teenagers, losing your hopes. Poor teenagers. We're just born teenagers. Born out of our heads, born out of our minds.
Seeing as this week marks the 40th anniversary of the release of their one and only studio LP, it seems only appropriate that we should hear one from the Sex Pistols. From their 1977 LP, Nevermind the Bollocks, here's the Sex Pistols. We heard side one, track two, Bodies. This is the only cut on the album that actually features Sid Vicious on bass. Apparently his bass skills were not considered fit enough to be featured on the full album. So guitarist Steve Jones was asked to do double duty, playing both guitar and bass on the album. Before the Pistols, we heard the Adverts with Bored Teenagers, the B-side of their debut single, released in August 1977. And before the Adverts, we heard the Bristol-based outfit, the Cortinas, with Fascist Dictator. This group featured guitarist Nick Shepherd, who later became a member of The Clash in their final incarnation. Now we're going to hear one from the band that is primarily remembered today as being the musical starting point for its lead singer, Billy Idol. From 1978, here's Generation X with Ready, Steady, Go.
I'm not.
featuring the distinctive vocals of Polystyrene. That was X-Ray Specs with Identity, a single that reached number 24 on the British music charts in July of 1978. And before the Specs, we heard the group Chelsea with Urban Kids, featuring frontman Gene October. In its original incarnation, this band included three members who later split off to form Generation X. Now we're going to jump back to January 1977 and hear from Manchester's own Buzzcocks. The group at this time featured the lead vocals of Howard Devoto, who soon left the group, citing artistic differences. He later went on to found the group Magazine. But here he is now with the Buzzcocks, bringing you Boredom.
Ba-dum-ba-dum.
Oh!
Once again, that was X-Ray Specs with their 1978 single, The Day the World Turned Dayglow, released on the EMI International label in April 1978. Before that, it was The Vibrators with Destroy, a single B-side from March of 78. And before The Vibrators, we heard Snatch with All I Want, a single recorded in London in March 1977 and released in 1978 on the Lightning Records label. Snatch was two American expatriates, Judy Nylon and Patty Paladin, who were based in London in the 1970s. Well, that's all for now. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back again soon with some more vintage musical excitement. Until then, this is Tom D saying so long and inviting you to come back again for another episode of Radio XU.